Thanks for joining us on another edition of The Good Stuff, Mike and Kim, along with you to share some good things to maybe help brighten your day. One of those good things is
Tri-State Livestock News. You know that. You know, you can really immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News, Belle Fouche, South Dakota.
And get your pen and paper handy, because I'm going to give you a website you need to jot down here in a second. Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering, coming back to Valentine, April 24th through the 27th. Making tracks and making friends. Here's some of the entertainers: Lindy Simmons, Dave Stamey, also Brooke Turner, Floyd Beard, and more. They've got some special guests that are going to be showing up as well. And don't forget the Western Art and Trade Show. How do you get tickets or find out more information? Well, you go to oldwestdays.net. That's oldwestdays.net.
Just the Western Art and Trade Show is well worth the trip, I think.
It is fun to go and check out all the things. The art show is great. A lot of trade items there.
That's right. I have a little poem here, Girl Scout Cookies by Linda Ann Nickerson.
It is the season.
It is. Tough cookies. Two pretty lasses rang my bell with Girl Scout cookie treats to sell. On each lapel was this bombshell, a pin that read, "Don't ask, don't tell." Out by the curb, their leader stood to chaperone the neighborhood. I watched her watch this sisterhood and wondered where the Girl Scouts stood. "I'll buy Samoas and shortbread," I muttered, hoping I'd misread, for I knew what the papers said about the Boy Scouts' figurehead. "Have you forgotten the thin mint?" One scouter dropped a blatant hint there in her eye. A knowing glint revealed the price was no misprint. I placed an order, sure enough, from these two cookies plain rough, for certainly they knew their stuff far better than a powder puff. But I know when to stand my ground with firm resolve and nerve profound. After my funds had run aground, I sent those sellers homeward bound. Again, that's Linda Ann Nickerson from 2008.
Well, Kim, I still have some of those puns that I'm going to share with you today
okay.
on The Good Stuff.
I do like puns.
They're fun. A backwards poet writes in verse, okay?
Okay.
A chicken crossing the road is poultry in motion.
Oh, very good.
If you don't pay your exorcist, you get repossessed. With her marriage, she got a new name and address.
And address.
And address.
Yep.
When the clock is hungry, it goes back 4 seconds. The man who fell into an upholstery machine is fully recovered. A grenade thrown into a kitchen in France would result in a linoleum blown apart. A lot of money is tainted. It taint yours and it taint mine. A boiled egg in the morning is hard to beat. He had a photographic memory that was never developed. The short fortune teller who escaped from prison was a small medium at large.
Oh, very clever.
Once you've seen one shopping center, you've seen them all. Those who jump off a Paris bridge are in sign. When an actress saw her first strands of gray hair, she thought she'd die. And acupuncture is a jab well done. And that concludes my puns for The Good Stuff for now.
That might be okay. I don't know.
People like those.
Yeah, that's true. They are good. Let's talk springtime in Nebraska. It's springtime in Nebraska. The wind still does blow. Yes, it's balmy, sunny springtime. It looks like it could snow. Don't put away your coveralls or stash your high galoshes, because it's springtime in Nebraska with weather changes by goshes. There's frostbite on your sunburn, or maybe the reverse. Don't complain about the weather, because it probably will get worse. Dig calves out of the snowbanks, wade knee-deep in mud. We really do need moisture, but I'm weary of the crud. Springtime in Nebraska. Taint for the weak of heart. But the challenge of the weather can sometimes be the trying part. J.R. Trumbull from April 2013.
Coming up May 15th through the 18th, it's the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale in Mile City, Montana. Go to their website for a complete schedule of events and tickets, buckinghorsesale.com. The Oren Murray Permit Challenge, wild horse races, mutton busting, and more. The world's biggest one-day match bronc ride, horse racing, bucking horses, street dance, and more. It's at the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, May 15th through the 18th. But again, horse racing starts May 3rd and 4th. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.